Hello, this is Kelvin Marsh, M0AID, and I'm recording for the Active Elements website, www.active-elements.org. And I'm looking at white stick rotor, or more commonly known as WS rotor. Now, this is a program that was written by Don, G0MDO, and it's to work with the persistor range of control boxes. That's the D-type control box. If you've read my review on the persistor rotators, you'll know that the control box can only be operated by a blind person from the computer. There aren't enough accessibility features on the control box itself. So I'll stress that again, this rotator, I feel, is only able to be used by a blind operator from the PC. Now, when I first heard about the PST rotators, I got very excited because I do most of my radio work using a PC. I use it for logging, etc. And I was very concerned that I might not be able to use this rotator. I was afraid it would have a highly graphical interface, possibly involving a picture of a compass, and I'd have to click on various bearings, etc. And of course, with a screen reader, that could be very hit and miss. And I spotted that in the PST documentation, it said that third-party applications could be written to work with the rotator. So I contacted Don, and he very kindly offered to write white stick rotor to work with the PST rotators. So this really is where we are now. Now, WS rotor I use all the time. It's very easy to use. And in fact, this demonstration in some ways makes it look slightly more complicated than it really is. But I'm on the desktop. I'm using Windows 7. And I'm using the latest version of WS rotor. I will jot down that information on the review page. But let me hit enter.
/C2 edit box. Dialogue white stick controller V1.03 for persistor C box copyright G0MDO 2008.
Okay, so it's read some information there. I'm not sure about that version number, but it said white stick rotor, and it's written for the persistor rotators. And it also said COM port 2. Now, when we first come into WS rotor, it's not yet made the connection with the rotator control box. So we will do that in a moment. But basically, here you can choose the COM port. If I hit the tab key,
:T blank edit box.
Okay, it moves between the bearing entry box. That's the place where you type in the heading. If I press tab again,
:C2 edit box.
Okay, it says COM port C, or Alt C will take you there, and it said number 2. Obviously, the rotator needs to be on a particular COM port. Just make sure you know what the COM port number is. Now, what I'm going to do is go to the top of the screen. This is using the WindowEyes mouse pointer. Let's just have a quick look down through this screen.
Top left, COM port colon.
So we've got COM port 2.
:V checkbox unchecked.
Now, there is an option to turn on a voice. This program is also self-voicing. At the moment, I've got that turned off because I've got a good screen reader.
:V.
So the bearing can also be read back using Alt B.
:T.
There's a go to or a T that gets you straight into that edit box. But we will actually find that WS rotor is so easy to use, there's nowhere else to go. It will only show you that edit box once we start the program up. Let's keep coming down.
Go G button disabled.
So there's a go button that is disabled because we haven't yet connected to the control box.
Exit X button.
An exit.
Start S button.
And at the bottom there's a start button, and it said start S. Now that can be started with an Alt S, but I'm just going to do a left click on it.
Left, start S button disabled, :T blank edit box.
Okay, so immediately it said go to blank edit box. So now we've made the connection with the control box. Now, if I press the tab key, nothing happens. There is only just this one edit box for you to type in information. Now, if you use the self-voicing option, you can use the Alt B command, and it will actually tell you the bearing that is found for the control box. Well, I've just tried that. Because I've got the voice turned off and I'm using the screen reader, I use a different method. And what I use are Windowise User Windows. Now, I've got those set up to read back with F1 and F2. So if I press F1...
270.
Okay, saying 270. That's the direction of the rotator at the moment. If I press F2, it reads nothing because that's reading the input field. Let me type in a bearing.
296.
Okay, I've just randomly typed in 296 as the bearing. Let me press F2 now.
296.
Okay, so that's where we are wanting to go. If I press F1...
270.
It's still saying 270. Now, all I need to do, I've typed in 296, is hit enter. You'll hear a click. Now, that's the control box itself, very usefully clicking to let you know that it started. And then you'll hear some dings. Now, those are WS rotor dinging for every 5 degrees of movement. Then you'll hear a click at the end, and that will be the control box telling you that the rotator has stopped. Let me hit the enter key. There we are. Now, if I press F1...
296.
Okay, the rotor's moved to 296. If I press F2, that field's empty because I haven't yet put anything in. So it's as easy as that. I can be using another log, a contest log, some other method of recording call signs. And if I switch back into WS Rotor, I'm just in this input field. I just quickly type in a bearing, hit enter, the rotator will move. I can quickly switch back to any of the program I happen to be using. Now, I should mention that WS Rotor is built in to WS Log. This is Don's White Stick Log logging program, which has been written for blind operators and is very easy to use. I hope to look at that sometime in the future. Right, what I'm going to do here is just show you the self-voicing features. I'm going to turn off Windowise.
Setting the voice 105 preview, OK button, space.
Right, that's Windowise turned off, I hope. I'm going to press Alt V.
Voice on.
Okay, not sure how loud that is. Let me just turn the speaker up slightly. And maybe a little bit too loud. But let me press Alt B.
On bearing 296.
Okay, so saying on bearing 296. Right, let me type in a new bearing.
277.
Right, so I've typed in 277. If I check the bearing again.
On bearing 296.
296. Right, I'm going to hit enter.
On bearing 277. Center bearing.
Right, so it said on bearing 277, and we heard it say enter bearing. What I will do is quickly switch to another application with Alt Tab. I'm pretty certain this goes to the desktop. Of course, nothing is spoken, but I'm going to come back.
Center bearing.
There we are. So as soon as the focus comes back, then it will say enter bearing. There's not much more to it, so I think you'd agree it's simplicity itself.